You're listening to Long Distance. I'm Paula Mardo. And I just wanted to say, give us a call. All right, all right, all right. Before I get into the calling thing, I know I still owe you a season one finale episode, but so much has been happening to the podcast. As you know, Long Distance is part of the Google Podcast Creator Program with PRX. I've been attending trainings, going on reporting trips, and working on all sorts of audience and business-related things with Patrick Epino, my partner, whatever, and now producer, no longer just co.
Sup?
As you probably already know, Patrick's been doing a lot of great stuff for the show's story editing and visuals, including some cool new things we're doing for Long Distance TV that you'll be hearing about very soon. Basically, we've been working on a lot of things lately, like finishing up season one while prepping for season two. We're deep into the Google Podcast Creator Program thing, and we're also figuring out all the ways that we can make the show better and more sustainable for many episodes and seasons to come. If you follow the show on social media or watch Long Distance TV, you'll see what we've been up to, so be sure to check that out. More info on this and more on the website, longdistanceradio.com. So yeah, all is good. Season finale is coming soon. But for now, I have a favor to ask you. We've been talking to a lot of listeners and reading your responses to the survey, which has helped us a lot in figuring out how to improve the show. Thank you to all of you who participated. If you haven't filled out the survey, you can still do so at longdistanceradio.com/survey. Anyway, we received a lot of feedback about listeners wanting to hear stories set in the places they live, from Kentucky to Canada and beyond. What's it like being Filipino in Dubai? Or Texas? What about Singapore? Well, here's your chance to share your story and your experience wherever you live in the diaspora. All you have to do is call 213-293-6024 and leave a voicemail. Say your first name, last name, where you're from, that's open-ended on purpose, and tell us what it's like being Filipino there. If you've lived in multiple cities or countries, like me, let us know and tell us what that's like. And if you're cool with it, leave an email and or phone number in case we need to follow up. We hope to share your story in an upcoming episode of Long Distance Calls. Get it? We may also share it on social media, or we might hit you up to talk about making your story a long distance story. That's easy, right? Well, if you're still unclear on what a long distance call should sound like, here's an example by the one and only Patrick Epino. Patrick, take it away.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, this is Patrick Epino. I'm in Los Angeles, but I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I didn't really grow up around Filipinos, but I grew up in kind of a multicultural environment. My parents were immigrants and they met in San Francisco. They didn't really like push a lot of Filipino stuff on me, but I had a lot of relatives, extended family in the area who kind of picked things up from along the way. I knew who I was, but I didn't really think about it on a daily basis. I was just some dude who played soccer, basketball, tried talking to girls, and I wanted to make movies someday. That's it, I think. Bye.
That was perfect. Thanks, Patrick.
No problem.
That's just one example of how to leave a long-distance voicemail. You can pretty much say anything, as long as it has to do with being Filipino in whatever part of the world you're in. You can talk about what it was like growing up where you did, what it's like living where you live now. It can be a story with a beginning, middle, and end, or it can be an anecdote, or some observations on your personal experience. Just keep it short and sweet, 3 minutes or less, because that's honestly all our voicemail service can record. If you really need to do a long one, you'll have to call back, but try not to. Again, just call 213-293-6024. That's 213-293-6024. Leave your first name, last name, where you're from, that's open-ended on purpose, and what it's like being Filipino there. And don't forget to leave an email or phone number that we can contact in case we need to follow up. We will not share your email or phone number on the show or anywhere public. All right, I hope you give us a call. Can't wait to hear from you. This mini episode, or call for calls, was written, mixed, and produced by me, Paula Mardo. Producer is Patrick Epino. Cover art is by Selena Calma, with title design by me. Theme song is by Sea Light and the Prisms. Music in this episode is by Blue Dot Sessions. That's it for this long distance call for calls. Thanks for listening. More soon. Bye.
But I had a lot of relatives, extended family in the area who kind of picked things up from along the way.
Are there any like specific Filipino traditions or food that you guys ate that you remember?
Every major holiday, I think we had like pancit palabok. I think I'm saying that right.
Say that again.
Every holiday, we always had like pancit palabok.
It's okay. It's fine. I'll make something out of it. Only you and I could see. And if you say you